Her blessing.
神把我们呼召成为一家人，在他的殿中来聚集。
What a grace that can get all of us together to worship Him.
那今天我要跟大家分享的题目呢，是我自己成为基督徒之后摸索了很多年的一个题目。
Today the lesson I will share with you is something that I've struggled and to come with the conclusion.
我常常就是摸不到基督徒生命变化成长的路到底在哪里。
I was struggling what is the way of how is our life transformation and growing.
我不晓得你们自己有没有这样的挫折，还有这样的挣扎。
I don't know if you ever have that frustration or struggle.
或是有这样的一个寻求。
Or maybe the seeking.
说你，我生命成长，我到底要怎么成长呢？
How do I grow?
我自己曾经就是为这件事情感到非常，好像自己成长了一步，哎，又停下来了，不晓得怎么往前走。
And very often I feel I grow to the certain point, could not move on anymore.
所以今天呢，是我经过很多年思索结论出来的，呈现给大家。
After many years of struggle, this is my conclusion, and I'd like to share with you.
希望你们也可以从当中学到一些。
Hopefully that you can learn as well.
好，我今天要跟大家分享的经文来自以弗所书第四章11到16节。
We're going to look at the Ephesians chapter 4, 11 to 16.
那这些经文当中呢，我放上了特别的颜色。
And I put a special color on those verses.
所以你们要注意一些颜色，好，待会我会问你一些问题。
So pay attention to the color of those words. I'm going to ask you a few questions later.
好，我们先读十一节。
And let's read verse 11.
中文的跟我一起来读。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
If it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
Be prepared, God's people, for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
好，我们再回头看这两节哈。上帝把特别所呼召出来、经过训练的人、有恩赐的人给教会。And
God gives some people a special training to our church.
And special called.
And they get a special call.
那有所谓的使徒啊。 先知啊，传福音的啊，牧师跟教师。Some
are apostles, some are the prophets, and some evangelists and teachers.
那神把这些人呼召出来有什么目的呢？
What's the purpose God have a special calling to those people?
就是要成全你们各位。Is
that to build the church, the work of service?
换句话说，就是要装备大家。Is
to equip us.
等你们成熟起来。So
to equip us to be mature.
然后你们担当你们的责任。So
we will be able to bear our responsibilities.
你们要各尽其职，然后目的是什么？ 建立基督的身体。So
we will be also building the body of Christ.
基督的身体是什么呢？
What is the body of Christ?
就是教会。Is
church.
所以神的心意最终是在他的教会。The
heart of God is the church.
因为神要借着教会，就像他要借着以色列人把他的福气。
And through the church, it's like Israel to give the blessing to other churches.
所以今天在新约的时代，上帝是借着教会来祝福世界。
In New Testament, God is through churches to bless all of us.
好，所以这点大家都清楚了吧？
So now we all know that.
所以每个人都有责任要成长。We
all have a responsibility to grow.
每个人要有责任担当起他在教会的一些职责。We
all have a responsibility to bear responsibilities.
这样教会可以建立起来，兴旺起来。So
we can build up and continue to grow.
那教会可以向外面传福音，
so we can evangelize outside，
社会的服务，
and to community service，
好，彼此建造，
and build up each other，
使这个社会这个国家变得更美好，
for this society and this country be better。
好，我们看下面两节哈，13节一起来念，来，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and became mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
所以这些传道人装备大家，第一个非常重要是什么？是在真道上认识的清楚。
And for the ministers who want to equip us and to so we can understand the knowledge.
然后帮助大家成长，朝着耶稣基督来成长。
So we can continue to grow toward Christ.
而且要满有耶稣长成的身量，
and to have a whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
那待会儿我会跟大家讲耶稣长成的身量是一个什么样子。
And so I will talk about what is the fullness of Christ.
好，14节我们一起来读，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动， 飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here there by even wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of a man in their deceitful scheme.
所以我们在真道上要了解的清楚。
We are got to understand the truth.
来抵挡什么呢
？To defend what?
诡计、法术、异教、异端。
And the cunning and the craftiness of the man and deceitful scheme.
小孩子的时候很容易被欺骗。
And it's easy to be, the children is easy to be deceived.
所以在真道上认识不清楚的人呢，也容易被欺骗。
So if we don't understand the truth, it's very easy to be deceived.
所以当我们在真道上认识清楚的时候
，If we understand the truth,
我们就不会被诡计、法术、异教、异端所欺骗。
So we will not be cunning and craftiness of the man and their deceitful scheme.
好，所以传道人装备大家怎么样？要装备大家在真理上、真理上有非常清楚的认识。
So the minister help us to equip us to understand the truth.
好，下面两节，好，十五节一起来读，来，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Instead speaking the truth in love, we will be in all things grow up into Him who is the head, that is Christ.
好，十六节来。全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
所以在这边提到，好，要我们要成长。
And here talk about we have to grow.
而且成长当中一个非常重要的因素就是爱。
The very important element is love.
当我们在爱中能够成长的时候
，If we grow in love,
上帝的身体就更能够兴旺成长。
So our body of Christ will continue to grow as well.
而且肢体之间要彼此有联系联络。
So all the body parts will be held together and communicate.
还有。照着个体的功用，在神的身体当中彼此来建造。
And grow and build itself up in love.
好，那么现在我把这六节经文放在一起，好，所有的颜色大家都可以看到。
So now we all the six verses we can see together, or you can see all the colors.
好，你们先看看橘红色的标出来的是什么字？重复的字，基督，对不对
？Yeah, Christ.
好，基督在这里面出现了几次
？How many times did Christ appear?
我看到是五次哈，五次哈。好，基督第一个身体对不对？
It's、
神的儿子，
Christ,
神的儿子哈。
And some,
然后来有基督长成的身量，
and building his,
元首基督靠他，他。
And he is also Christ.
所以在整个教会的建造里面，基督是一个非常非常重要的一个基础跟目标。
The foundation of the church growth is Christ.
好，那另外那个深红色的，你看什么颜色
？The dark red, what?
身体
body
身体出现了几次
？How many times the body showed up？
三次哈，第一个
times,
基督的身体，然后全身
Christ,
全身就是指的身体，
body,
然后最后便将身体渐渐增长。
And so the body continue to grow。
好，那另外还有一个绿色的字，你看是什么字
？What's the green color？
连连接
Connect,
对不对？连讲到连于元首基督彼此相连哈。
Connect。
那还有一个字是爱，爱出现了几次、啊、
？How many times the love showed up？
两次哈。
Two times。
所以这几个字是这一段经文当中非常非常重要而且突出的字。
And those words are the key words of this passage。
那今天我就要根据这几个字呢来讲我们生命变化的一些途径。
And today I'm going to talk about lesson of life transformation。
好，那我从三方面来讲，第一是生命变化的必要。
The first one is the necessity of life transformation.
第二个呢是生命变化的榜样跟生命变化的目标。
And the first one is goal and the examples of the life transformation.
那第三个要讲的是生命变化的途径。
The means of life transformation.
那这也是最重要的一部分。
And that's probably the most important part.
好，让我们先一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父
，Dearly Heavenly Father，
感谢你让我们在你的恩典当中能够长进。
And thank you that through your grace we can continue to grow。
求你今天圣灵在我们当中运行。
And please have a Holy Spirit among us。
借着你自己的话语
，through your words，
让我们明白成长的方向。
And so we understand how we can grow。
成长的目标
，and what's the goal，
以及成长的途径
，and the mean of growing。
请帮助我们听得清楚
And please help us to listen carefully
And 听得明白
And understand
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，第一个讲到生命变化的必要。
The first one is the necessity of a life transformation.
我们生命的成长是有阶段的。
And sometimes the growth has some stages.
使徒约翰把我们的阶段讲到三个方面。
And the Apostle John talk about there are three stages.
有所谓的小子们。
And talk about children.
少年人。
And young man.
父老。
And either father or elders.
那么从这个我们看出来哈，我们有小属灵的，有小孩子，对不对
？And in spiritually that there's a children.
小孩子需要人帮忙。
And when you are spiritually still young, you need help from other people.
少年人比较能独立。
And young men have a little more independence.
父老是可以帮别人的人。
And elders usually the one can help others.
所以父老就要来帮小孩子。
So elders need to help the young children.
所以在教会里面，假如你觉得你是小孩子
，So if you feel you're children.
信仰上还是小孩子的话
，If you are still spiritually as a children，
你要需要去找一个父老来帮你。
You need to look for an elder who can help you。
好，那么保罗提到哈，基督徒呢有所谓的婴孩，也有所谓的长大成人。
And Paul talk about there's infants and also the mature people。
好像希伯来书五章说，就是说有些人只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
And in the Hebrew talk about there are people who can only drink milk, cannot eat the solid food。
然后十三节说哈，因为他不熟悉仁义的道理。
Because they do not understand the word.
那仁义的道理呢，也就是上帝的话语。
So that is God's words.
好，那只有长大成人呢，才能够吃干粮。
And only the one is already growing and mature can eat the solid food.
他可以分辨好歹。
And they can discern.
所以基督徒在成长，在吃神的话语上。
So when we as a Christian, we were growing.
有的人吃的不够多。
And some people for God's word, we're not eating enough.
有些人吃的很多。
And some people eat a lot.
那我们的目标是怎么样？我们要吃得多。
What is our goal? We should eat as much as we can.
而且可以消化。
And we can digest.
去明白哈。
And to understand.
可以去行出来。
And to can exercise.
所以你在吃神的话语上，你是婴孩呢，你还是长大成人
？And eating God's word, are you an infant or you a mature person?
好，那保罗另外还把基督徒比成哈，有属血气的，还有属灵的。
And Paul also taught people who is belong to flesh will belong to spirit.
好，那属肉体或属血气的人会嫉妒，会有纷争。
And if your flesh like to compete and also has envious.
但是属灵的人呢，他有智慧。
And spirit person has wisdom.
他会止息纷争。
And will be stop the quarrel.
这就讲到哈，我们从老我。变成新我的时候
，and talk about the old self to become a new person。
我们有到底多少老我被拖下去了
？And how often that our old self drag us down？
然后我们有多少的新我是穿上了基督的样式
？How many times we put a new clothes on？
好，所以你自己可以分辨一下。
And now you can think about it。
那雅各也把基督徒分成哈，听到的跟行道的。
And James also talk about the people who hear and do。
那些只听到的人呢？
Those people who hear,
他的生活没有什么改变
and their life does not change.
他对神的经历也没有多少
and their experience in God is very limited.
但是行道的人呢
but the people who actually do it,
他的生命开始改变了
and the life has changed.
而且他越来越相信上帝的话是千真万确的
and they believe God's words are accurate and truth.
所以你是听到的呢，还是行道的呢？
Are you the hearer or are you the doer?
好，希伯来书告诉我们要应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
In Hebrew, talk about we leave the discussion of the elementary principle of Christ. Let's go on to perfection.
所以我们要离开小孩的样子。
So we need to live as like children.
我们要离开婴孩的样子。
As an infant.
我们要离开属肉体、属情欲的样子。
That as a flesh.
我们要离开听到的样子。
And only hear.
走向成熟的地步。
Walk to the maturity and perfection.
所以你自己问自己好，就灵性的生命而言，我是小孩子，是少年人还是父老
？So you need to ask yourself, are you still a child, infant, or child, or young man, or elder?
我是一个婴孩，还是我是一个长大成熟的人
？Are you a baby or you a mature person?
我是属肉体的呢，我还是属灵的
？Are you belong to flesh or spirit?
我是只听到的呢，还是我也是行道的
？Are you the hearer or you a doer?
这边提到哈，我们属灵的生命确实有成长的必要。
And there talks about there's a necessity of growing.
大家都同意吗
？Do you agree？
我看到三个人点头哈。
I only see three people nod their heads。
希望你还没有睡着。
I hope you're not falling asleep。
我希望你知道这是圣经的教导。
I hope you understand that God's teaching。
要竭力尽到完全的地步。
And try your very best to be into perfection。
好，那第二个呢？ And the
second one talk about goal of life transformation.
它的榜样是什么?
What is example? Example.
以弗所书刚刚读的经告诉我们要满有基督长成的身量。
You need to have the fullness of Christ.
那耶稣到底是怎么成长呢?
How did Jesus grow?
在路加福音告诉我们,
In Luke chapter 2 talk about
耶稣的智慧和身量。
And Jesus increasing wisdom and stature.
并神和人喜爱他的心,
and in favor of God and man.
都一起增长,
grow together.
所以耶稣的增长, 耶稣的成长是一个很均衡全人的成长,
it's a very balanced, holistic growth.
包括他的智能, 他的智慧,
including the wisdom.
也包括他的知识,
and knowledge.
他的身量表示他的身体,
and his stature.
还有他跟神的关系,
and the relationship with the Lord.
他的灵性,
and his spirit.
还有他跟人的关系,
and the relationship with man.
他的社交性,
and his communication
social. 都一起增长,
and grow together.
那这也是我们成长的一个目标,
and this is our goal as well.
那么他的, 这个彼得特别, 提醒我们, 要在我们救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
And Peter reminds us that we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord.
保罗也说, 他也认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And Paul also talked about that our Christ is the most important thing in our life.
这些都人, 这些都是跟随耶稣的人。
And those are the people who follow Christ.
他们到人生的最后都发现,
and when they, at the end of their life, they all discover.
耶稣基督是至宝,
and Jesus is our the most treasured thing.
没有一件我们追求的事情啊, 可以远胜过他们。
There's nothing exceed that him.
Okay, 好, 所以这个全面均衡的成长呢, 就个人来说,
and for the balance and the holistic growth.
好, 你要明白信仰的真理,
individually we need to understand the truth.
要有品德,
and have the character.
要有分辨善恶的知识,
and ability to discern.
要有智慧,
and has wisdom.
换句话说我们有良性的生活应对,
and so we have a very positive interaction with others.
与神有亲密的关系,
and have a relationship with, intimate relationship with the Lord.
这是个人的成长,
and that's how we individual
grow. 在群体当中我们也要成长,
and in a group, how do we grow?
要与人有美好和谐的互动,
and has a positive harmonious interactions.
我们要变化成为一个有爱心成熟的人,
and we need to become a more loving and more mature person.
承担起在基督身体当中彼此属灵建造的责任,
and has a responsibility to build each other up.
好, 在台湾, 我在台湾成长的时候,
when I was became a Christian, when I was growing at the time,
我们学校的教导呢,
in school,
他强调 德智体群美, 德,
so the
德育,
character,
啊, 智,
some wisdom or knowledge,
体,
it's more your building your body,
还有, 还有群育,
so, in a group,
还有美育,
美育 will be,
美就是 beauty,
beauty,
所以美育好像有上音乐课啊, 艺术课啊,
so it's like an arts.
好，还有唱歌啊什么的。好，像体育的话，有到操场上去运动啊什么的。
You have a physical education classes.
好，你有没有看在德智体群美当中的这个五育当中的，到底对我们来说缺少了什么吗？
And so all those four areas, what area are we lacking?
我在这样的教育下出来,
when I was grow up in this kind of education,
他培育出来的我呢，是一个以自我为中心。
But however, that build a person who actually is self-centered.
而且追寻自我实现的一个高材生。
And then want to self-fulfilling a professionalist.
Self-actualization.
Yeah, self-actualization.
你要把所有自我的潜力啊, 完全发掘出来,
you need to potentialize whatever you have.
这就是世上的教育, 教导我们的结果。
And that's how the worldly education.
但是后来我发觉哈,
then later I discovered.
我在这个人本主义教育下成长出来。
And I was grow up in individualism.
In the humanistic education system, 在人本主义的教育下去，我跟神没有关系。
I have no relationship with the Lord.
所以我没有很清楚的生命观。
I don't have the life value.
我没有很清楚的世界观。
I don't have the true value of the world.
我也没有很清楚的价值观。
I don't have a really true value.
所以这些是缺少灵性。
And a lack of spirit.
所以没有办法了解的。
And that's something that we cannot understand.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的,
today I want to share with you,
就是希望大家除了世上的教育之外,
beside the world teaching,
你增加一个属神的教育。
And increase, well, actually add another education from the Lord.
增加你这个灵性的教育。
And increase the Lord, the education from the Lord.
使你成为一个在神的眼中。
So through God's eyes.
不但是一个爱神的人。
Now you love the Lord.
也是一个爱人的人。
And love people.
不但人生有理想。
And besides, you have a goal.
更是实践上帝造人的目的。
And you want to actualize the meaning of why God want to create the people.
好，那现在我们就进入今天的最主要的一个部分。
Today we're going to talk about the most important thing, the means of life transformation.
我想跟大家提出四个字哈。
I want to talk about four words.
你说为什么不写真理呢？
Why don't you use the word say truth?
为什么写静呢？
Why you say be still?
因为我觉得静是学习真理的一个基本的元素。
But one of the elements, this is a very important element that to before you learn about truth.
我跟大家分享是第一个字是静。
This first word is either be still or calmness.
那第二个字是谅解的谅。
The second word is understanding.
这个谅包括谅解。
And first of all, understanding.
包括体谅。
And empathy.
包括原谅。
And forgiveness.
我觉得这三个为什么我不讲爱呢？
Today I'm not going to talk about love.
因为这个爱，这三个东西是爱的基本元素。
And those three areas are basic foundation for the love.
如果我们没有这三个量的话
，without those three, forgiveness and understanding, empathy,
我们很难爱下去。
It's very hard to love.
好，那第三个就是我们刚刚看到的“长”这个字。
And the third one is growth.
那第四个就是我们刚刚看到的“连”这个字。
The last one is connect.
好，我们先讲“静”这个字哈。
Let's talk about be still.
我在小学教书的时候
，When I was teaching elementary school，
有一次开这个家长会
，And some one time I have a PTA。
我记得很清楚，有一个爸爸来
，I remember there's one father came to me。
他跟我说哈
，And so this is what he said。
他说我现在要我的女儿去学打坐
，So I want my daughter to learn meditation。
他才一年级哦
，She was only one first grade。
爸爸就要他去学打坐
，and the father wanted her to learn how to do meditation，
因为他觉得他女儿太浮躁了
，because her child is always very irritable，
跑来跑去静不下来
，always running around can never be calm，
就他学什么都学不到
，so that's why she had difficulty learn。
所以在我们中国的观念里面，静是非常重要的哈。
So in our Chinese concept, it's very important to be still。
像我们中国人讲说，以静制动。
So try my best translations. Be still over。Hasty.
Right. So your calmness, your stillness will help control your movement. 以静制动。
So you'll be calm, so control your movement.
好，所以这是一个很重要的观念。另外一个宁静致远，对不对？
And the another one is taking a stride, keep inner peace and be still and lead to the goal.
好，所以我想这两个字大家可以会议哈。
So I this is a Chinese phrase that I'm sure you understand what I mean.
这里说到静的重要性。
And that talk about how important is be still.
还有静是一个人生的很重要的一个基础。
And that be calm and be still is the foundation of life.
好，另外我想跟大家分享这个《礼记大学篇》。
This is the Book of Rights and the Great Learning.
说大学之道在于明明德。
The way of great learning consists in manifesting one's bright virtue.
在亲民。
Consisting in loving the people.
在止于至善。
Consisting in stopping in perfect goodness.
知止而后有定。
When you know when to stop, you have stability.
定而后能静。
When you have stability, you can be tranquil.
静而后能安。
When you tranquil, you can be at ease.
安而后能虑。
When you be at ease, you can deliberate.
虑而后能得。
When you can deliberate, you can attain your aims.
最后他说哈，知所先后，则近道矣。
So the last one, when you know what comes first and what comes last, then you are near the way.
我想大家听了这个，都明白他的意思啊。You don't have to translate. Let me just tell them in Chinese. 说最伟大的学习呢，就是在发扬光大你一面那个光明的本性。好，在清明或是在心明，就是你要不断的更新自己，也帮助别人去更新自己。在止于至善，要一直到最好的至善的标准的时候。你才可以休息下来 ，OK？ 那么从 OK 方面，从这边来看呢，就基督徒来讲，我们这个善是什么？我们的至善是什么？
至善，
止于至善。
至善 ，to the perfectness。
Right， 止于至善。有一次，有一人来问耶稣说：“良善的夫子啊，我们该怎么办
？”And the teacher, what should we do？
对 ，good teacher。
Good teacher, what should we do？
耶稣说：“你怎么叫我良善的呢
？”Why do you call me a good teacher？
除了上帝以外，没有人是良善的。
And no one is good except God.
这个至善指的是谁？
Well, this is talk about the bright virtue. What does that mean?
我们止于至善，这个至善指的是谁？从我们基督教会的观点来讲。
So from the Christian point of view, what is this bright virtue?
就是上帝，就是我们的耶稣基督。
That's our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我刚刚提到，我们刚刚学习生命成长的目标就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So the aim to grow is to look like Christ.
有他的样式。
To be like him.
好。那当我们知道这是我们的目标的时候，我们就可以定下来了。
So if we know that's our goal, we can be calm.
你知道你的目标不是人生就很定很稳定了吗？知道往哪里走了吗
？So if once you know it, you know your goal, and you can be calm.
你知道你的目标从哪？你定了之后呢？哎，你可以静下来。
So you can be once you know your goal, where you're going, you can be calm.
好，静了以后你就可以安定。
And so you can be have a peace.
你安的时候，你可以考虑，哎，我要怎么达到这个目标
？And then you can think about how I want to achieve my goal.
你考虑好之后呢，哎，你就可以得到了。
So once you think about it, then you can attain.
所以我今天跟讲的四个字哈，静、量、长、连，就是告诉你虑而后能得。
Today we talk about be still and connect and grow and understanding. That's should we be our goal.
所以到现在大家清楚了吧？
So I hope you understand it.
你也知道我要从哪里走了哈。
So you know where we're going now.
好，那静呢？不但中国人觉得静很重要。
Besides, Chinese people think the calm or be still very important.
上帝也早就借着先知以赛亚告诉我们静的重要。
And the God already taught the
Isaiah
how important to be calm.
好，在这段就会说，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说。
And for says the Lord Christ, the Holy One of Israel.
你们得救在乎归回安息。
In returning at rest, you should be saved.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness, confidence shall be your strength.
你们静止不肯。
But you will not.
我们得救归回安息。
So when we come back, return and rest.
归回到神的爱的里面。
And come back to His love.
归回到神的接纳里面。
And to come back to His acceptance.
归回到认识神的里面。
And come back to knowing God.
然后平静安稳。
So we'll be quiet and have confidence.
在神的爱中可以安定下来。
So we can calm in His love.
在安静当中，你可以得到力量。
And so we can regain the strength.
好，诗篇也说你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that I am God.
这个休息不是说哎呀，我好好休息，我累了哈。
Here they talk about be still. It doesn't mean that I'm tired.
我们这翻译不太清楚。
And the translation is not very good.
他的意思是你要静默。
And be still, just be
安静静默。
Calm before the
要知道我是神
，because I am God。
就在你静默当中，你默想的时候呢，你知道神掌管一切。
And you, so when you are still, when you meditate, you know God is control everything。
好，那圣经有很多典型的例子，这些人都非常喜欢安静啊。
And there's a lot of good examples that show that they usually come before the Lord。
光是耶稣基督就多少次我们读到圣经上，他独自一个人去安静去祷告。
And very often Jesus will come himself and try to pray。
使徒保罗在他被呼召的时候。
And Paul was being called.
他到一个旷野地方去，有三年的时间独自去亲近神。
He tried to be close with God in the wilderness for
3 years. 因为玛利亚的例子。
And also Mary.
好，在圣经耶稣说，耶稣回跟说马大说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
And Jesus answered and said to Martha, 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 you're worried and troubled about many things.
但是不可少的只有一件。
But one thing is indeed.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
Mary has chosen that good part that will not be taken away from her.
就是玛利亚，她静坐聆听。
And it's Mary that usually listen attentively.
听耶稣。
And listen to God's teaching.
当耶稣在她面前的时候。
When Jesus was before her.
她不去忙别的事情。
She was not hurried and too busy with other things.
她珍惜耶稣在的时间，静静地听他讲话。
She treasured what Jesus was teaching her.
就像大家今天特别选时间来到教会。
It's the same thing that we choose this time to come to church.
来听神的话。
To listen God's words.
在神眼中把你们都看成是非常宝贝的。
In God's eyes, you are a treasure.
非常宝贝的选择。
And that's a great choice.
好，那我们静的时候，我们做些什么呢
？When we be still, what do we do?
我们是停下来。
And we stop.
我们来聆听。
We listen.
我们学习。
Learn.
我们思考。
We to think.
我们来沉淀所听到的。
Precipitate.
我们来默想。
Meditate.
我们消化。
And digest.
我们来分辨。
Discern.
我们让圣经的真理落实在我们的思维的模式里面。
And so let God's truth fall into our thinking mode.
我们在静的时候呢，我们也渴慕上帝。
So to thirst for the Lord.
我们来接收神对我们的爱。
To receive the love from the Lord.
我们在静的时候呢，我们也调整我们的情绪。
To adjust our emotion.
我们把我们的重担放下来。
And to take our burden down.
我们安息在主的能力当中。
Rest in His strength.
我们把自己从世界暂时抽离。
We withdraw.
我们来退隐。
Retreat.
我们来祷告。
Pray.
我们来交托。
And give it to him.
我们同时寻求上帝的引导跟他的方向。
Seeking his guidance and the direction.
这个静是非常非常重要的一个功夫。
To be still and calm is an extremely important thing.
因为在静的时候呢，你找到神的大能。
And because when you be still, you can find his mightiness.
你也重新找到自己。
You can find yourself as well.
好，所以希望大家能够操练这个静的功夫。
So we can exercise this calm and still.
我有学会了静。
I learned how to be still.
你才可以怎么才会更好的学习。
In order to learn to be still, then you can learn more.
我们晓得支撑大树的根部是隐藏的哈。
We all know all the roots are supporting the trees are usually hidden.
这根下面的生长是看不见的。
And you cannot see the growth of the roots.
但是下上面的展现呢，就在乎下面的状态。
But manifestation of the growth of the tree is depends on the roots.
根需要土壤，需要水分，需要营养。
The roots will need the soil, need the water and the nutrients.
照样，我们的生命。
Same thing, our life.
我们隐藏的生命。
And it's hidden.
也需要被我们来喂养。
And that need to be nurtured.
这样你行出来的生活，人家看得到的那一面。
So the area that the people can see.
才是能够滋润人的，照亮人的。
And then will be shine to other people, and then can help others.
是积极的，是正向的。
Is it positive?
好，那个华里克牧师有一句非常有名的话。
And Rick Warren have said this.
他说为了保持我们灵魂的健康啊。
In order to keep our spirit healthy.
我们要每日调心。
And we need to divert daily.
每周要抽离。
Withdraw weekly.
每月退休。
Retreat monthly.
每年就放下。
Abandon annually.
所谓每日调心，指的就是我们每日要到神面前有一个灵修的时间。
What does that mean? Divert daily. That means that we need to come to before the Lord.
那每周抽离表示每周你要来享受安息，来做礼拜。
Withdraw weekly is come every Sunday to enjoy the worship.
每月退休是你每个月你要花一点时间哈，离开这个世界，到去亲近大自然，去跟神有更多的时间在一起。
Retreat monthly sometimes go to the nature to be close with the Lord.
每年放下就每年去度假，什么都不要管。
Abandon annually means sometimes just take a vacation.
让自己有放松，让自己有舒展的时候。
And let yourself to be relaxed.
这也是静的功夫。
And this is important lesson about how to be still and
calm. 那我们住在加州中海岸，我觉得大家我们是独特的享受这里的风景啊。
We are so a gift, so blessed, and then because we can enjoy the beautiful nature in Central Coast.
我们有很多地方可以去退隐，可以去退休。
There's so many areas that you can retreat.
左上角就是我们有名的 Montana de Oro 哈。
The left corner is the Montana de Oro.
左下角是我们有名的 Bob Jones Trail.
And there's Bob Jones Trail on the right side corner.
右上角是我们那边很有名的 Grover Beach 的 Boardwalk.
And on the right corner is the
Boardwalk.
Yeah,
好，右下角是 Avila Beach.
And then the right corner is Avila Beach.
多美的夕阳。
How beautiful the sunset.
你如果觉得心里累了。
When you feel tired.
我希望你可以找到这些自然的地方去亲近神。
Find those a natural place and to find God.
去把你的重担放下来。
And to take your, the burden, give it to the Lord.
在这些地方你的身心灵都可以一起得到滋润。
So all your heart, your spirit, and your mind can be nurtured by the Lord.
有的时候你也可以到这些葡萄园去看看哈。
And sometimes go to the vineyard.
虽然你不喝酒。
Maybe you don't drink.
但这个葡萄园外面他们都有很美的一个景观，你可以坐下去欣赏。
And sometimes you can just enjoy the vineyard.
所以这就是静哈。
And this is the still.
好，那上面呢？就是希望大家在马大的世界有一颗玛利亚的心。
We all think hopefully that you have a heart of Mary in Martha's world.
这是当然。弟兄会说：“哎呀，这太姐妹化了哈。”
And then the brothers may say, "Oh, that's too sissy."
如果说从弟兄来讲，就在彼得的世界有一个约翰的心吧。
And then the brothers and then the have a heart of a John and in Peter's world.
Okay, 好，这第一个是静哈，静的操练。
The first one is be still.
好，那第二个呢，我跟大家分享是亮。
The second one is understanding.
这个量呢，我跟他想跟他讲谅解、体谅跟原谅。
And there were three areas: understanding, empathy, and forgiveness.
我觉得这些是一个爱的成分。
And this is all elements of love.
假如没有这些了解的话
，without all, any one of those,
我们的爱是非常有限的。
And our love is very limited.
好，那什么是谅解呢
？What is understanding?
假如我们没有人跟人之间的一些差异的谅解的话，我们常识就是吵架。
If we don't understand the differences of people, then we will have a quarrel.
要不然就是不讲话。
And or we will just be silent.
这是我们常见的两种状态。
And you know that's a true condition very often to happen.
那什么是谅解呢
？What is understanding?
就是了解自己跟他人，特别是我们人跟别人之间的差异性。
And the understanding we are all different.
然后有哪些差别呢
？And what kind of differences do we have?
基本上我们。有性别的差别
，and gender difference，
男的跟女的是很不一样的
，and male and female are very different，
有个性的差别
，and our personality difference。
好，像研究个性的人说，基本上我们有四种不同的个性
，and if people study the personality, usually they have a four type of personality，
或是九种人格
，or nine different kind of personality，
或是十六种人格趋向
，whether it's the 16 whatever。
而且每一种个性当中有它的优点，有它的缺点。
Every the traits of personality have its weakness and strength。
你越多了解自己。跟别人的差别
the more you understand the difference between you and others,
你就越容易接纳别人
it's a lot easier to accept others,
也 越容易相处
and it's easy to get along with others.
所以要明白个性的差别
So we got to understand we are very different in personality.
还有我们解决问题的方式也不一样
and the how we problem solve is different.
有些人就是对峙
and some people were confrontation.
Right, 有些人是躲避
and some people just avoid.
有的人是拖延
and some people just delay.
好，有些人根本不理睬
and some people just totally deny.
有的人是当时就是很静默
and some people just totally become
silent, 但是他变成 passive aggressive
and become passive aggressive
好像这种好还有我们表达爱的方式也都不一样
how we express love is very different
那更不同的是我们的文化背景还有原生家庭成长的环境都不一样
and our culture, our tradition, our family origins are very different
所有这些差异啊
all those differences
造成我们跟别人格格不入
and cause the problem that we cannot get along with people
但是假如你有这些谅解的话
but if you have understanding
你的相处会更和谐
and how to get along with people is much easier will be better
所以在谅解这一方面一个非常重要的一个原则
and there's one very important principle of understanding
就是要跳出本位主义的框框
and jump out the your thinking how you think
就是说以自我主观为观点来批判，来判断一些事情。
From your own individual perspective to criticize other people.
当你能够跳出本位主义的时候
，When you're jumping off the thinking box,
你的视野会宽阔一点
，And your world will be much wider.
你的心会宽广一点
，And your heart will be wider.
你的人际关系会好很多
，Your relationship will be so much better.
这也是圣经说爱是恒久忍耐
，And so love is patient.
啊，你。对别人有耐心
and to have a patience with others,
跳出本位主义
and jumping out of your old thinking box.
Okay, 我们看到这些是马铃薯，对不对
？You can see those all different kind of potatoes.
好多不同的颜色
，and so many different colors.
你说好不好
？Isn't that great?
好不好
？Do you think it's good? Yeah.
好，这么多 pansies， 这么多漂亮的花，你说好不好
？So many colorful pansies, isn't that wonderful?
你是不是很喜欢
？Do you like it?
好，这么多玫瑰花。
There are so many different colors of roses.
哇，太漂亮了。
So beautiful.
假如人家送给你一打
，If people give you a dozen.
哇，太好了。
You're just so happy.
好，这些郁金香也是。
And the tulips.
都很美好，对不对
？So pretty.
好漂亮。
Yeah.
你欣赏的时候觉得好漂亮。
When you enjoy it, you think it's beautiful.
啊，你看到这个你觉得好不好
？When you see people holding their hands, isn't that wonderful?
你看到人种有白的。
You see, there's a different race. There's
有黄的
，Caucasian. There's a yellow.
有褐的
，and brown.
哈，有咖啡的哈
，and brown or
还有黑的哈
，or black.
红黄褐，红黄褐白黑。
There's a five different colors.
但是当我们看到别人跟我们不一样的时候
，when we see other people with colors different than us，
我们有时候会很讨厌。
And sometimes we don't like. We dislike.
所以我们要怀着欣赏的。眼光
we need to have something that we like others.
看别人不一样
to see others are different than us.
好，所以这个就是一个谅解
and this is talk about understanding.
好，了解并且接受差异呢，可以增进个人的情商
and if you really understand, you're willing to accept, it will improve your EQ.
减少冲突
and avoid the conflicts.
那管理好自己的情绪呢
control your emotion.
就是能够增进沟通理解的能力
and that will help you to improve your ability of
communication. 圣经告诉我们说哈。爱不是寻求自己的益处
Love does not seek its own.
但是我们常常就是寻求我们自己的看法哈。
But very often we seek is our own.
好的，那下面就是体谅。
Empathy.
什么是体谅呢
？What is empathy?
体谅的基础建立在好，知道自己是不完全的。
And it's built on knowing ourselves is not perfect.
我们自己不是十全十美的。
Because we're not perfect.
所以我们可以接受别人也不十全十美。
So we can accept other people are not perfect as well.
换句话说，我们要穿别人的鞋子。
In other people's shoes.
我们要换位思考。
And change our position.
然后保持这个黄金律。
Has a golden rule.
黄金律说：“己所不欲，勿施于人。”
And don't if you don't want to do it to yourself, and don't do it to others.
圣经也说哈，爱是良善的哈。
And love is kind.
即使别人跟我不一样
，Even the other is different than us.
我还是以良善的对待他。
I will still continue to treat others with a kindness.
也因为我们有这样的一个体谅
，Because we have this understanding.
有这个不忍人之心
，And don't want to do this to others.
所以凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望。
So we can continue to love, to accept, to believe.
好，第三个呢，谅我要讲的是原谅。
The third one is forgiveness.
那原谅的基础是什么呢
？What is the foundation of forgiveness?
就是上帝在基督里原谅了我。
God is already forgive me.
所以我要以基督的爱也去原谅别人。
So I need to forgive others in God's love.
这是神的命令。
But this is a command.
不是我们的选择。
This is not our choice.
耶稣也说，看到别人眼中的刺，你要想到自己眼中有梁木。
If you see other people's
the
plank, you need to see our
If you see the
plank, no speck. You see other people's speck, then you need to see your plank in your own eyes.
而且你这个杨木是别人的刺还要大得多。
And very often your plank is much much bigger than other people's speck.
而且另外一个，我觉得我自己学到就是不要以自己的长处啊去比较批评别人的短处。
I learned one thing is do not compare your strengths compared with other people's weakness.
因为每个人的个性都有优点也有缺点。
We our own personality or character has a weakness and strength.
有时候你的优点正是别人的缺点。
Sometimes your strength is other people's weakness.
所以就像我以前常常用我的优点去批评我丈夫的缺点。
And very often I use my strength to criticize Pastor Ray's weakness.
那直到我，那直到我接受他。
Until I learned to accept him,
我就开始欣赏他
and I like enjoy him,
也接受他的缺点
and to accept his weakness.
事实上，我有很多缺点，他没讲
And very often, I have a lot of weakness he doesn't even talk about.
所以他的人品比我好
He has better personality than I.
所以当你批评别人
when you criticize other people,
但别人不批评你的时候
when other people don't criticize you,
你要想到别人的品格比你好一点
So others might have a better personality than you do.
好，圣经说好，爱是不计算人的恶。
Is love do not keep record of wrongs.
就是原谅。
Is to forgive.
好，那这就是爱的基本的基础哈。
And those are the three important foundations.
我们要谅解，要体谅，要原谅。
Understanding and then to empathy and forgive.
学到了这个，我们可以再继续爱下去。
And if we learn this, we can continue to love.
要不然爱下去很难很难。
And sometimes it's so hard to love.
好，所以我们必须有这些基础呢，才能持续在爱中成长。
With those foundation, we continue to grow in love.
在爱中彼此建立。
And continue to build each other in love.
而且在爱中建立基督的身体。
Build a body of the Christ.
当我们学会了这些的时候
，Once we start learning those,
教会的纷争会减少很多很多。
And the conflict will reduce in church.
所以希望大家在这方面呢一起成长。
And so let's continue to grow in this direction.
好，那第三个字我要跟大家讲的是长哈。
And the third one is talk about grow.
这是我的大外孙女
，and this is my the oldest granddaughter.
她大概一岁以前哈
，and that's before she was 1 year old.
好，她是两岁的时候过生日的时候
，now she's 2 years old when she had her birthday.
看到他们的成长，我们很高兴
，we're just so happy to see their growth.
那这是我小第一个外孙子
，and this is my second, this is actually my
grandson. 然后这他长大，慢慢长大哈
，and then when he was growing.
然后，哎呀，他们的成长让我们好高兴，好高兴哈！
We're so excited to watch their grow.
好，你看我们脸上是满了笑容。
Look, this is a smile on our face.
看到小孩成长是父母亲心里最高兴的一件事情。
It's such a satisfying feeling that.
他不但是身体长大哈。
Besides their physical growth.
他的了解长大。
Their understanding grow.
可以开始给你有更多的应对。
And they can have a communication with you.
好，非常有意思的。
So exciting.
然后他们现在都长大，怎么又他们有一个小 baby 了
？And now they're growing. Now they have a little brother.
他们开始学习要去照顾自己的小妹妹。
And they learn to take care of their little sister.
好，当他们长到一个程度，他们觉得自己可以去照顾他的小弟弟、小妹妹。So
they grow to the point they can take care of their little sister.
那上帝对我们也有这样的一个心愿。And
God has this heart, have this wish, you know, among us as well.
他希望我们成长，哈。He
wants us to grow.
长带来很大的喜悦。So
we can bring a lot of joy.
那么长，我要跟大家讲三方面，哈。In
three areas about growth.
第一个是讲正常的身量。And
talk about healthy stature.
第二个是人品的质量。Character
quality.
第三个是我们属灵的分量。And
spiritual weight.
好，第一个，我们要正常的身量的长呢，就是要饮食、呼吸、休息、运动，对不对？
How can we grow in a very health, have a healthy stature? You talk about the diet and the breathing and the rest and the exercise.
但是你要知道，你的里面也有一个属灵的生命。And
so you have the spiritual life in you.
你的属灵的生命从婴孩长大成人呢，也要常常的喂养。And
spiritual life that you need from the infant. To grow, that you continue need to be nourished.
也需要常常的运动。And
you need exercise.
那我们的饮食是什么呢？
What's our diet?
就是要吃神的话，对不对？
And to eat God's words.
我们的呼吸是什么？
What is breathing?
我们灵性呼吸就是我们的祷告。And
it's praying.
我们灵性的休息是什么呢？
What is the rest?
就是我们在神面前安静来灵修。And
it's come before the Lord, have a quiet meditation.
我们的运动是什么呢？
What's our exercise?
就是我们的服侍,
and it's through our service.
所以我们要不断地喂养, 不断地去运动,
continue to have a feeding, continue to have exercise.
是你的灵性生命也可以成长,
so life or spirit of life can continue to grow.
这样我们才能够正常, 有正常的身量,
so we can have a healthy stature.
那第二个呢, 我们人品的质量也要成长。
How about the character, the character quality?
圣经上说我们要有圣灵的果子,
and to have a full of spirit.
好, 仁爱, 喜乐, 和平, 忍耐, 恩慈, 良善, 信实, 温柔, 节制,
there's a full of spirit, there are nine of them.
好, 那我们要在这方面也有成长,
and continue growing the full of spirit.
另外我们要学习基督的坚忍,
and we have the perseverance of the patient of Christ.
就是基督的坚定跟他的忍耐,
and his patience, his decisiveness.
因为基督知道上帝呼召他来, 他的使命是什么,
Christ knows why he's his calling.
他就忍耐, 一直到忍耐, 到一直完成了这个使命。
He be patient until the end.
所以基督徒, 神在我们身上也都有一个, 有一个坚定的使命。
And so God gives a special calling as well.
我们要坚定, 还要忍耐, 做成他在我们身上的呼召。
And then we need to be patient.
那我们常说好, 我们需要做 fat person.
And so we need to be a very fat person.
F就是 faithful.
Faithful.
就是忠心哈。 A就是 available.
Available.
然后T就是 teachable.
Teachable.
可以受教哈。 那这些是蒙上帝使用的依据。Those
are based on become God's vessel.
好，圣经常常吩咐我们，我们这个器皿要圣洁，要干净。And
our vessel need to be holy and to be clean.
不管是一个金子做的杯子。No
matter is the made of gold.
银子做的杯子。Or
silver.
木头做的杯子。Or
wood.
土做的杯子。Or
maybe is a mud.
只要里面是干干净净的。As
long inside is clean.
都可以拿来喝水。
We can use to drink water.
所以不管神造你是一个什么样子的,
it doesn't matter what kind of material God used.
他对你的呼召是什么的,
what kind of calling you have.
只要你保持干干净净,
if you keep clean and holy,
上帝都可以用,
and God can use you.
即使是金子做的杯子,
and even the cup is made of gold.
脚里面有一滴滴脏脏的泥土,
and as long, inside is dirty.
你会去拿它来喝水吗?
Will you use the cup of gold to drink water?
不会,
no.
所以人的品质非常重要。
So our quality is very important.
所以我们要在这个品质上也不断地成长。
So our character quality need to continue to grow.
那另外呢, 第三个我跟大家分享, 就大家不常想到的。
And the other one is something we don't look at very often.
就是我们属灵的分量。
A spiritual weight.
神会把你放在他的身体中什么样的职位来服侍。
And God's going to put you in a place how to serve him.
好, 有些人做教会的招待,
and some people to be the usher.
做了二三十年, 还一直做招待,
and continue to be the usher for 20, 30 years.
那我会鼓励这样的人,
I will encourage those people. Look, Yang Hong just
好, 可不可以学习, 慢慢, 增加你服侍的这个分量,
and increase the weight of service.
开始学习去探访,
and maybe to learn to visit others.
或参加其他的服侍,
or to participate some other service.
或是开放家庭, 有家庭聚会,
and open your home and to have a meeting at your home.
或是学习做见证,
and to learn how to testify.
那那些教主日学的呢?
For those people who are teaching Sunday school.
是不是可以开始学习做一个门徒培训?
And maybe to disciple training.
好, 把人给造就起来,
and to build other people up.
所以我们要想想哈，这个神的家里有很多很多需要承担的这个服事的岗位。
There's a lot of responsibility, a lot of work in a church.
希望我们大家在这个属灵的分量上能够不断的成长。
And so we have the spiritual way that we can continue to grow.
开始能够承担在属灵方面要求比较高的一些工作。
So continue to bear more responsibilities.
因为你这样做的时候
，When you do that.
教会就蒙福了
，and the church will be blessed.
好，弟兄姐妹也蒙福了
，and sister brother will be blessed.
你的家庭也蒙福
，and your family will be blessed.
你所接触的社会也蒙福
，and whatever you have in the society will be blessed.
所以我们要朝这个方向去想
，so we need to think about in this direction.
不要老是觉得哦，我只是一个简单的信徒
，and just say I just a believer.
好，我什么都不能做啊
，I cannot do anything.
这不是神的心意。
That's not God's heart.
希望大家想，我要把我的属灵分量也一起的成长。
And how do I have increased this the way of spirit?
好，那最后一个字跟他讲连。
The last one is connect.
好，连，我们怎么连呢
？How do we connect?
我跟大家提出三方面。
In three areas.
第一个是连接于元首基督。
Connect with Christ.
住在基督里面。
Abide in Christ.
常常跟基督有交通。
Have a source of inner strength.
好，明白他的心。
Understand his heart,
明白他的痛
and understand his pain.
好，明白他要我们做的使命
What, understand his mission.
另外一个连是连接于肢体哈
and the other one connect with the church body.
有一个属灵的家
have a spiritual home.
有属灵的归属
have a spiritual belonging.
那另外一个是连接于下代
and connect with the next generation.
好，连接于你的家人，连接你的下一代
connect with the family and next generation.
是你的信仰可以传承下去
passing on the faith heritage.
好，连接于基督，就是住在基督里面
so connect with the The Christ is abiding in him.
每天的灵修祈祷去更多认识他
And to have the quiet time with God and to pray.
好，那连接于肢体呢，就是有属灵的归属
And connect with the church body is to have this belonging.
教会会帮助你一起来实现人生的五大目的
And church will help you to actualize the five purpose in life.
参加敬拜，参加团契，参加服事
And the worship and the fellowship and service.
你的连结不再是表面的连结
So your connect is just very superficial.
而是越来越深入的一个连结
And it's very deeply rooted.
当我们更多的深入连结之后
When we have this more connection.
以弗所书第三章就讲
Ephesians chapter 3 says this.
他说我们可以与众圣徒一同明白
So we can have this understanding.
上帝的爱
His love
是何等长阔高深
His love is so high, wide, and deep
当你跟大家更多连接的时候
So we have more connection
你会听到更多神在人身上工作的故事
And you will hear so many stories in each person's life
你对神的爱的了解就更多长阔高深了
You understand His love more
所以我们都是基督的身子各自做肢体
So we are His body that we are all in one memberAnd all members rejoice with it.
那哥罗西说我们要用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导、互相劝诫、心被恩感、歌颂神。
Let the word of Christ dwell in your reaching your wisdom, teaching and admonish one another in psalm and hymn and spiritual song.
那假如我们只连于基督、只连于肢体，而不连接于我们的家人跟下代的话
，If we only connect with the Christ and also with our church.But not do not connect with our family and generation.
有一天我们的信仰就会停下来了。
And our faith heritage will stop.
所以信仰的传承也非常重要。
So passing on is very important to the next generation.
我们自己要建立一个信主的见证和榜样。
We have to set a great example.
让我们的家人跟我们的下一代都知道。
So our family and our next generation will know.
信耶稣的好处。
And what is so blessed to know Christ.
还有人生的使命。
And so we have this mission.
我们的永恒的生命就这样连接起来。
So our eternity will be connected.
好，所以今天我跟大家分享这四个最重要的字。请问第一个字是什么？
So the four words is very important. What is the first word? Be still.
要静哈。
Be still.
第二个字是什么？
What's the second word?
要亮。
Understanding.
那亮哪三个亮呢？
What are those three understanding? Understanding, forgiveness,Empathy.
好，还要长。
What's growth?
长在哪三方面要长
？Growth in three areas. Spiritual, our body.
好，最后连。
What's connect?
哪三方面要连
？Abiding Christ.
对，好，所以信徒必须长大成熟哈。
So as a Christian, we need to grow from as an infant to a mature person.
然后基督是我们成长的标杆和榜样。
He is our goal.
然后我们要操练、尽量长连的成长的途径。
We need to exercise, be still, understanding, growth and connect.
希望我们大家都成为上帝合用的器皿，来建造基督的身体，就是教会。
So becoming a vessel fit for God's use and a built body of Christ.
好，来我们一起祷告。
And let's pray together.
我们在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for your words.
教导我们怎么走人生的道路。
Teach us how to walk in our life.
你盼望我们的成长。
You want us to grow.
为你带来喜悦。
To bring the joy in you.
我们也希望能够成长。
We want to grow as well.
使我们的生命更丰富。
So our life will be more abundant.
就像你说的。
Just like you said.
我来了。
When I come.
是要叫羊得生命。
是 the sheep to gain life.
并且得的更丰盛。
So to gain abundant life.
用我们的生命。
Because our life.
都因为有属灵的操练。
Because exercise spiritually.
变得更丰盛起来。
To become very abundant.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in our Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
你们有回应？可以。
OK, 谢谢裴师母的教导。
Thanks, Minister Annie's teaching.
我们作为一个神的儿女们
，As the children of God,
我们怎么样在我们的灵性上成长
？Now, how can we grow in our spiritually?
今天给我们提出了很好的一种，可以说是方法吧。
So this is give us a direction that how can we grow?
首先，我们要学会静。
So first of all, to be still.
静的确是静。如果一旦安静下来，我们可以更亲近于神。
So that as we come still in front of the Lord, that then we can come closer to Him.
而且读他的话语，明白他的旨意。
And to read His words to understand His purpose.
而且我们所谓的行出来，也可以从三就是三个今天 Annie 讲的谅解、原谅。和体谅
so that to also we can grow in understanding and in forgiveness as well.
从如果我们学会这种方法，我们可以真正体现出爱。
So then when we exercise those attributes, then we can experience the love of the Lord.
这样才能成为一个，就是生长才可以。更加成熟。
So that all we can become more mature.
所以说要成长需要这些营养，需要这种土壤，而且需要这种方法。
So that we need all this nutrient and this soil so that we can grow.
好，现在我们来唱一个回应歌，住在你里面。
So in response, let's sing this hymn to abiding in Him.
如同生命活水泉 紧相连，住在你里面，住在你里面，领受生命活水泉源，永不枯竭。
把时间交给 Anderson。
Okay, thank you. All right, 谢谢裴师母的信息。真是我们在想到刚才看的这张照片，这个葡萄树，如果说这个一个葡萄树不成长的时候啊，它就只有枯谢了，然后掉下来。So